Okay, good
Yes.
evening. Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday, July 14th. Services District. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Director Villa.
Here.
Director Gibson.
Here.
Director Replogle absent. Vice President White.
Here.
And President Austin.
Here. Okay, we'll do the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. That brings us to agenda review. Is there anything anyone wants to change on the agenda?
I have nothing.
We're all good? Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll accept the agenda as presented. That brings us to item number 5, which is public comment for matters that are not on tonight's agenda. So I'll ask Carrie to take that and see if we have anybody.
Yeah, and just to remind the public, if you're on the phone, please hit *9. If you're on a computer or tablet, hit the raise hand button. And then if you're in the OCSD boardroom, please notify staff you have public comment. And with that, I have the first hand raise, and I'm going to unmute Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Madam President. Board members, good evening. My name is Jeff Edwards. And if you recall at your last meeting, I spoke about some of the activities the County of San Luis Obispo is engaged in as the flood control and water conservation district. And in fact, there have been some meetings in early July, July 2nd and July 8th. Perhaps Director Gibson and or Will Clements will speak to those recent meetings. The bottom line is the county has 15,000 acre feet of unallocated state water, and they are going to give preference to local agencies and water purveyors, regardless of whether it's a transfer of an annual, a multi-year, or permanent basis. So this very moment right now is a singular opportunity for Oceano to really take advantage of your diversified water portfolio. Specifically, you have an opportunity to subscribe to additional state water buffer. That's the least expensive water there is available. And you can subscribe to that water, and it puts you in a very unique position to work specifically with the city of Arroyo Grande. As you may know, the AG is contemplating other water sources. They were for many years entwined in the CCB project, but that doesn't look so good right now. And so AG is actively looking at options, and this is one of them. You may recall that in 2009, your district entered into a 5-year agreement with the city of Arroyo Grande that entailed delivering about 100 acre feet of water to them every year on a temporary basis. The way the whole everything's shaping up right now, you're able to actually transfer on a permanent basis, especially with this additional state water buffer. You're in a position to make them a deal on 400 acre feet, which is what they were going to get before. So if this water isn't deployed locally, the county will move it out of the county to other contractors in the state water project. So again, this is a great opportunity to consider a wholesale water supply agreement for 400 acre feet of water that will cost you substantially less than you'll be paid for it. With these proceeds, you can deploy them in your own water operations for well upgrades, new storage capability, anything to do with water, you can use these, your infrastructure, your transmission lines. So again, I would encourage you to agendize something as soon as possible. This is happening right now. And I'd also encourage your board to direct staff to get with the Arroyo Grande city manager and public works director, because the only limitation is the pipeline capacity, which there's enough apparently for what the amount of water we're talking about. And also having Lopez, you're uniquely positioned to be able to store some of this water in Lopez. And I'll note that tomorrow at the Zone 3 meeting, your representative on Zone 3 is actually going to become the vice chair. So you're going to take an even more important role in that committee. I'm available for any questions, but I would again state that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Oceano to do something for itself. And so I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Do you have any other speakers, Karen?
And with that was the only hand I had raised. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I remember Pablo saying something like that we could have like a buffer and bring in extra water and then sell it to other nearby communities that might need water. And with the drought, that might be an awesome deal for us.
I think that's something as well. Are you there? Do you want to have, I think we've, you want to say anything about
working on it?
Yeah, we've been doing what?
Yeah, so they're definitely making progress on that water management tools study. There was a joint meeting with the flood control district and CCWA, and for the most part, it's telling us what we already knew. Santa Barbara County needs water. And they have capacity, we have the water, but not the capacity. So the opportunities that I see are opportunities for exchanges with agencies that are upstream on the pipeline from us, because then we have the capacity. With particular agencies, there are not insurmountable obstacles. Arroyo Grande has they need to change they need to go to the voters to allow them to purchase state water. So that would be the first thing that Arroyo Grande would need to do. They can do it in an emergency, and but if they want a permanent supply, they're going to have to go to their voters and overturn that. And as well as our board, we can make temporary sales, but without going to the voters, we can't do a permanent sale. So these water management tools will provide some opportunities, and we hope to take advantage of that, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you, any more questions, Director Villa?
I think you pretty much answered it. I'm just thinking, because of the drought, if we have water, then we could sell it really high price. Not that I want people to pay for it, but I mean, if we have it and we can make some money, we need infrastructure, right? I remember Pablo would say that constantly. We made the right decision, Oceano did back in the day, to purchase the state water, and we could sell to nearby communities that need the water. And if we could do that, why not? And with the drought, I would think that communities need the water.
Right, thank you, Director Villa. Okay, that will bring us down to the staff reports. So we'll start with Sheriff South Station, Commander Jay Wells.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Yeah.
Hi, it's Commander Jay Wells with the Sheriff's Office representing the South Station. I apologize for being a little bit late to the meeting tonight. Just to run through some stats from June of 2021, we had an uptick in calls for service to 1,047 calls for service Oceano area for the month of June. Approximately 103 reports, 25 arrests, and 36 reports filed with the DA for prosecution. In the month of June, we had 74 fireworks-related calls. Since we're on the just after the 4th of July holiday, I've got some fireworks stats for you. This year, 2021, July 4th, there were 79 calls for service total that day, 39 of which were fireworks related. For the weekend of July 2nd through the 5th, there were a total of 203 calls for service for that time period and 63 fireworks related calls. Comparatively to last year, July 4th, there were 37 fireworks related calls. And for the weekend of the 7-3, July 3rd through July 6th, there were a total of 64 firework related calls. We did not make any seizures or arrests of illegal fireworks on July 4th this week or this year. We did talk to a lot of people and got a lot of voluntary compliance, but as you know, the difficulty with fireworks enforcement is not being able to catch people actually in the act of possessing and or firing the fireworks off. We had pretty much all of our staffing working July 4th in different rotating shifts. And like I said, made a lot of contacts, but just as it is very difficult, this is a very well-practiced community when it comes to hiding their fireworks activity. We were able to chase them quite a bit, but not able to catch anybody. So if anybody has any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer any.
All right. Thank you, Commander. Are there any questions? I guess we don't have any questions for you. Thank you very much for your report.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Chief Lieberman from the Five Cities Fire Authority.
Chief Lieberman, if you hit star 6 on your phone.
How's that?
Perfect. Thank you.
Good evening, President Austin and Director Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief, Five Cities Fire. Just wanted to check in on four items and then take any questions you may have. First of all, I'll piggyback on Commander Wells. Regarding July 4th, I was out with Captain Brandt on patrol. In terms of specific calls to 4th of July, I would say there's probably two. One of them was a suspicious tree fire off of Pier Avenue and North Swing back by the lagoon. No evidence of a homeless encampment there. Just a 10 by 10 spot fire that Engine 3 handled with some foam and some saw work. And the other incident was a burning trash can in Arroyo Grande where fireworks were, safe and sane fireworks were improperly disposed of. So in terms of 4th of July, a pretty routine night for fire. Do you want to talk about our board meeting that's scheduled for this Friday? Kind of a big agenda for Five Cities Fire. We've got several items on consent, including the consideration of ratifying an agreement with the labor unit and the exempt employees in terms of labor negotiations and concluding our weed abatement process with the protest hearing. So the work has been done. People still have a chance to come and lodge a final protest. And lastly, I will be presenting a data and cost analysis focused really on a CAL FIRE contract versus Five Cities Fire, along with some operating metrics. So I'll be presenting that to the board. I'm definitely available to present it to all of our member communities. Arroyo Grande has scheduled me to be there on August 10th. So definitely available to bring it to your community as well. Wanted to go back to weed abatement for a moment. I know Director Villa has voiced concerns with our alleyways. And after consulting with the county and with Mr. Clemens, we are going to do a drive-through of the alleyways. Even though weed abatement has been wrapped up for the year, if we see any vegetation that poses a hazard, we will notify property owners. We have received some clarification as to where the property line ends as opposed to what the APN map shows. We'll notify those folks with regards to vegetation, ask them for voluntary compliance, and then we will take them into the weed abatement process when we return next year. Just a caveat that if there's trash or broken down vehicles or anything else in those alleyways, those would be code enforcement issues and not weed abatement issues. But Chief Heath has returned from vacation, and we will be doing those drive-through inspections in the coming days. Lastly, I just wanted to share that we do have our Type 3 brush engine out at the river fire up north in Mariposa County as part of a local strike team with four personnel. They're working 24-hour shifts. Today's their day off. Yesterday, they spent 24 hours on the line. As you can see by watching the news, pretty significant fire activity up north. That will conclude my report, and I'll entertain any questions you may have for me.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Chief Lieberman. I'm sure Lee appreciates the...
Yeah, I don't have questions, but I want to thank you for doing that, because that it is a fire hazard and it just makes our alleys look thrashed, and people need to understand that they, you know, if their property is adjacent to the alley where they have proper, that they have to abate their weeds there. I think it's a half of the, you're for half of it, right, Chief Lieberman? That's...
After talking to Mr. Clemens, I agree with you. We will notify them that they're responsible for the midpoint of the alleyway behind their property.
Thank you.
Okay. Certainly. Any other questions or comments for Chief Lieberman? Okay. Well, thank you very much. And we'll look forward to getting your report on our agenda. I think we can look forward
thank
to
you very much. That. Have a great meeting.
Good night. Next, our operations utility system manager, Tony Maricino.
Good evening, board. Tony Maricino, utility systems manager. All right, so Lopez is currently at 34.4% full, which is 16,972 acre feet. We had zero sewer system overflows in June. We are continuing to take state water, which was delivered in the month of June, 66.64 acre feet, which is a total of 197 acre feet from Lopez currently. And we are still minimally pumping, but we have gone through well 8 and recalibrated the analyzer and everything to get ready to start pumping. So we're continuing to do our daily rounds, weekly and monthly samples. We had 9 work orders, 13 USAs, 14 customer service calls. We had 3 after hours call outs. One of them was for a reinspection on a sewer lateral tie-in that the resident wanted to do it on the weekend. We had a call out for a water noise or line break on 16th Street. I was actually the on-call operator and met with the resident. We could not identify nor hear the water that was currently leaking from a main, and our water system did not show any loss in pressure as a water main would show during a line break. We had a resident on 22nd Street, had no water. It was actually the water softener had not been maintained, which stopped the water from going inside the house. We had taken all the firework signs down. We inspected the firework booth areas once they were done and torn down, broken down for cleanliness. We had door hangers. We cleaned and vacuumed out the wet well to the lift station. We're continuing to paint fire hydrants. We also had to camera a section of the main from the tie-in. We started sewer jetting. We're still continuing to pick up trash. We had 5 311 tickets for June. There was a fire hydrant hit on the pike, and that has already been replaced and back in service. We did our end of year inventory of the water yard and service trucks. We started our fog program, the fats, oils, and grease inspections. We just started meter reading this week, state reports, and first of the month equipment runs with a fire flow test, because there's quite a bit of projects going on in Oceana with development. Any questions?
Any questions for?
This is Director Gibson. I just wanted to say you guys are really on top of everything. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I want to echo that, and I appreciate all your quick response to all the trash pickup calls and everything you guys do.
I have one question. Karen White, wondering if we're going to have some cost recovery on that hydrant.
Absolutely. So initially the hydrant was a hit and run incident, and it was at a location that there's multiple witnesses, and they did have the license plate, and we did do a police report with CHP, and they did locate the individual at his residence. And yes, there is cost recovery on it.
Thank you for your efforts, and because I know those hydrants are expensive to fix and to buy and everything.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. That brings us to OCSD General Manager Will Clemens.
Yes. So briefly, you're probably all aware that Governor Newsom was in our county last week and at Lopez Lake, and he held a press conference and in which he included San Luis Obispo County now in the drought emergency declaration statewide. So that's kind of good news for us because it allows now the county, which to yesterday issued a drought emergency for the county. And then the county's next step will be to go in August, probably August 10th, and implement the low reservoir response plan at Lopez Reservoir. And so what that will probably trigger is we expect to get down to the 15,000 acre foot level in Lopez by October-ish, which would come with it 10% reductions in deliveries to the municipal agencies. So our 303 acre feet would be cut down to 273 acre feet for the year. So those are the steps that will be coming in the near future. I plan next meeting to discuss OCSD water supplies in line with the current drought that we're experiencing. And overall, I think the message is going to be, as Director Villa pointed out, the community's investment in water supply is again going to show its worth during this drought. And we won't need to take drastic measures, obviously smart measures. The governor called for 15% voluntary reductions. That's always a wise thing for people to do. Hopefully we can avoid any mandatory reductions, but only time will tell. So we'll have that discussion at our next meeting. There's also now some funding available for utility bill arrearages, which property owners and renters don't need to apply for. We can actually ask for it as a district, but people have to have been behind 60 days on their bills during a certain time period of the pandemic. And so we'll be turning those amounts over to the State Water Board. And the idea is they're going to prioritize water bills first, send that money to agencies, and then if there's any money left, then sewer bills that are in arrears will be included as well. I anticipate perhaps that there's not going to be enough funding for the entire state. So in that case, everybody's amounts would be reduced proportionately based on their share of arrearages statewide. So a little bit of good news for keeping us whole when it comes to our revenues during the pandemic. Also want to let everyone know that the UC Master Gardener Victory Garden Workshops that will be held outside the old firehouse are scheduled. And those are going to happen on Sunday afternoons beginning July 25th at 1:30 p.m. So those courses will be from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. on July 25th, August 1st, August 8th, and August 15th. That information's on our website, and there are discounted rates for Oceano residents to join that program. And I think that's the end of my report.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Clemens or colleagues? No? Okay. Now we'll move on now to our board of directors reports. Director Villa.
Oh, my turn already. Yes. On the 8th, the Oceano Advisory Council met. We decided to go from one meeting to two meetings for a period so that we can deal with the some administrative issues on how to deal effectively and hopefully unite our community with the creation of a second advisory council. So we are going to be having two meetings, and they were publicly noticed on various social media sites. Our new website is up and running, but we don't know how to get in there ourselves to put in an extra meeting. So that'll happen for our next month. It'll be the, we'll have someone do that for us and train us how to do it. So we will be having two meetings, and it'll be the second and the third Thursday at 5:30 the same time. At this meeting, we basically continued the discussion of our council wanting, supporting and being open to having an elected advisory council so that in the future, we won't have any of this going, you know, have to create another, if another council wants to come up, form, it will be, that won't be necessary because we'll all be elected into one council. So we think Oceano needs to be united, and it's kind of small for two or three councils. So that's why we're looking into how to go about being elected next time. Basically, that was one of the main issues. Then also, we're going to submit a revised budget for a total of $2,132. And we took off the Survey Monkey survey because our supervisors thought it was not necessary. And so we just decided to revise the budget and not include it. Hopefully the whole board will decide to approve it. That's about it.
Okay, thank you. Director Gibson?
Yes. I had a meeting on July 2nd with the State Water Subcontractors Advisory Committee, and we discussed the plan to establish a process for using the new water management tools, especially for exchanges and transfers and increasing the drought buffers. Oh, I thought somebody was talking.
They were.
Oh, okay. And then on July 8th, I attended a joint meeting of the State Water Subcontractors and the Central Coast Water Authority. And there was a discussion of the needs analysis in order to maximize state water supplies in San Luis Obispo County and Santa Barbara County. That's it.
Thank you, Director Gibson. Vice President White?
I have nothing. My meeting is on Friday.
Okay. I'll report on last Wednesday. We had a South San Francisco County Sanitation District meeting, and we adopted the resolution granting the cost of living adjustments and modifications to the benefits between the district employees and the district and the employees union. And we also are doing non-union employees too. I can't read my writing. Cost of living and benefits for non-union employees. And we updated the personnel policy manual. The redundancy's on track, the plant's running well, and our next meeting will be an in-person meeting, August 4th, in person at the Oceano Community Services District boardroom. Thank you. sorry, is there public comment now for the special presentations and reports?
And just a reminder to the public, star 9, if you're on the phone, please hit the raise hand button on your computer or tablet, or if you're in the boardroom, please notify staff. And I'm going to unmute the first speaker, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Madam President and board members. Again, my name is Jeff Edwards. I did want to speak to the special presentations and reports. And your general manager, Mr. Clemens, mentioned a little bit about having an agenda item, I believe, next time. And I applaud that effort to discuss your water supply interests and status. But I would like to correct a couple things that I believe he may have misspoke. One of them is the capacity issue for the at the Lopez turnout. And I would submit, based on my information, that there's adequate capacity. And in fact, back in 2009, the Board of Supervisors and Public Works did engage in a capacity analysis. And it's my understanding there's approximately 4,500 acre feet of excess capacity at the turnout, at the Lopez turnout. So that's something to look into, and perhaps Mr. Clemens can do that before the next meeting. Also, there was mention of the Oceano voter initiative that was passed back in 2012. It's resolution 2012-03. I happen to have it in front of me. And this was, if you recall, this was the initiative where the voters needed to approve any sale of water. And a couple quick points on that. Again, having the ordinance in front of me, it actually, one of the statements of fact is that Oceano has 1,503 acre feet of water, and that's not accurate at all. It's almost 2,000 acre feet without any additional drought buffer increase. Moreover, County Council did performed a legal opinion and determined that the voter initiative passed in Oceano was unenforceable. In large part, the voters cannot perform functions such as administration, and that's what your districts, that's your job, is to do the administrative tasks. That's something the voters can't substitute their wisdom for yours. So there are legal problems with your initiative that might preclude your sale of water, but the fact is you would be selling water that's well above what's specified in the ordinance. So I don't think that's a limitation. Also, it was a question of the Rio Grande voters. And I will tell you that Rio Grande needs the water. And I'm not sure that their voters actually do need to approve it. But if they do, you could enter into an agreement that basically was short-term or temporary until such time the voters approved it. And then that would have the operation of making the agreement permanent. So while there may be challenges to what I'm suggesting, I think all the puzzle pieces are on the table and it's quite doable. This is something that you need to take initiative on. It's not something that you can wait around for. So I would encourage your board to instruct Mr. Clemens to do the hard work, drill down, and come back with a two-part presentation next time, not only in your supplies, but also on how you can best manage your water portfolio for revenue purposes. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
And with that was the only hand I had raised. Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on now to consent agenda, which is review and approval of minutes, the regular meeting June 23rd, and the special meeting June 28th, and review of cash disbursements. Is there anything anyone wants to pull off the consent agenda for separate discussion or comment on? Everybody's good? Okay, then we'll open this up for public comment on the consent agenda.
And just to remind the public, star 9, if you're on the phone, raise hand button on a computer or tablet and notify staff in the boardroom you have public comment. And with that, President Austin, I have no hands raised.
Okay, we'll bring it back to the board then. Can we get a motion?
I'll make a motion. What do you want to do, Shirley?
No, go ahead.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. May we get a roll call, please?
Yes, Vice President White?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Villa?
Yes.
And President Austin?
Yes. Okay, that'll bring us to our next item, business item, which would be item 9, hearing items. Consideration of a recommendation to approve a resolution to collect delinquent customer accounts on the 2021-22 property tax bills. Is there a staff report?
Yes, President Austin, members of the board. In item 8A, we have the public hearing to collect delinquent customer accounts. So just a timeline recap. At the May 12, 2021 regular board meeting, your board set today as the annual public hearing to collect delinquent solid waste and water charges on next year's tax roll. So staff noticed the customers of the hearing and their outstanding balance by certified mail with the attached letters that were in your package. They were just sample letters, but they were sent out to all the customers. And then there were two notices in the Tribune, one on the 30th and then the other on July 7th. So this year we had both solid waste customers and OCSD customers that were delinquent. The solid waste customers were provided to us by South County Sanitary. And that both lists have been updated for those that have paid from the time that we noticed them to now. So the water and sewer payments, so the ones that haven't paid the district, those are due July 16th, so Friday. And then those that were outstanding with South County Sanitary, they were due June 30th. So the list in your agenda package today are those that will go to the county auditor. So with that, there's a draft resolution for your board to consider after the hearing and considering any testimony from the public. And based on the attached timeline, the resolution is due by July 20th. So with that, if there are any questions, we're happy to answer them.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Are there any questions of Carrie? Everybody okay? Then let's open this for public comment, please.
Yes, and just another reminder, *9 on the phone and the raise hand button on the computer or tablet, and notify staff in the boardroom you have public comment. And with that, President Austin, I have no hands raised.
Okay. And if there's no further discussion or comments, can we get a motion on this item, please?
I'm working on it. I make a motion that we approve a resolution to collect delinquent customer accounts on the 2021-22 property tax bill. Do I need any more of that? Is that it?
That's good.
That's my motion then.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call vote, please?
Vice President White?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Villa?
Yes.
President Austin?
Yes. Okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I was very impressed how low, considering it's been the COVID year and all the challenges, how diligent our customers have been to pay their bills. Because this, I thought, was really less than I would have expected for this kind of tough times.
Right.
And I thank them.
Yeah. Okay. We have our received written communications. Is there anything, Mr. Clemens? Nothing on late. Any discussion or talk on future agenda items? Seeing none, we will adjourn now to our closed session. So do you announce that close? We have public comment for closed session.
Yes, And just to remind the public, it's star 9. If you're on your phone, the raise hand button on your computer or tablet, or notify staff in the boardroom you have public comment.
Okay.
And with that, President Austin, I have no hands raised.
All right. Thank you very much. Then we will adjourn now to closed session. Would you announce it, please, Mr. Munery?
You're muted, Jeff.
Board will adjourn to closed session pursuant to Government Code 54956.9A. This is a conference with legal counsel regarding the Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District versus the City of Santa Maria.
Okay. So we stay on, right, and you'll just close
it? If you could just give me a moment, I'm going to have to remove everybody and then lock the meeting.
Absolutely. Thank you to everyone who attended the meeting.